Yeah, it's good to see you guys. Good morning. All right, we're going to be in the book of Psalms. We're going to be in Psalm 121 this morning. 121. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you. Thank you we can laugh and in church. We can have a good time and we can enjoy our friends, our fellowship, and the good food this morning. Thank you for all the ladies that cooked and prepared and served, and we appreciate it very much. And as always, God, I just thank you for that we live in America, in a free country, and we don't ever want to take that for granted. And Lord, we lift up the people on the back of our bulletin. Lord, we lay our hands on that bulletin. Lord, try to keep it in our Bibles throughout the week and remember the folks that need prayer. Lord, you know what each one needs in their life and their families. And so we just trust you that you'll meet those needs. Well, we pray for our missionaries. And we pray for our military to keep them safe as they protect us so that we can meet in this building we call Pauline Baptist Church. And we don't have to worry about bullets and bombs and people kicking the doors, shutting us down. We are super grateful for that. And we do lift up our country. Lord, forgive us of our sins in America. Lord, I just pray it's not too late for us. Lord, forgive us of our wicked ways, really, in America. Lord, I just ask that you will bless this time together today and thank you and help me teach this the way you put it on my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So today's message is called The Lord Helps Me. You guys need any help? Do you know anyone who needs some help? Probably all of us in here need some kind of help, one way or the other. Would y'all agree? Definitely. And the reason is because we're human beings and we're not perfect. So this morning we're going to talk about this. So let's read Psalms 121. Here we go. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Verse 4, indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forever. Everybody said amen?
Amen.
Amen. So Psalms 121 is labeled as one of the songs of ascent, going up. And it's basically these pilgrims would travel to Jerusalem, and they had to go uphill parts of the way. Now, the opening two verses really is poetic. It's a question and answer, and it's sort of really a rhetorical question. Because if you read it correctly, here, I'm going to read it again to you. It says, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? You hear the rhetorical part? He's really not looking for an answer because he's getting ready to tell us. Where does my help come from? And it says, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Think about this for just a minute, this scripture. If we break it down, I really don't have time to go through all of it this morning. But he says, I lift up my eyes to the mountain. This is a huge secret, if there's a secret, to living a victorious life as a Christian, as a follower of Christ. This is something that's practical, and we can really do this. This is not super religious or hyper spiritual or any of that kind of stuff. This is something very simple that we can do. He says, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. They're on this long trek, you know, going up this hill. Anybody ever went up a hill before? A really good hill, walking? It's tough. So what they're doing, what he's telling here, he's lifting up his eyes to the mountains. He's not looking down. He's not looking down. Oh, this is hard. Oh, this is rough. This is tough. If you look down, after a while, you're going to feel what? Come on, stay right here until you say something. You're going to be sad. You're going to end up depressed. You're going to end up in self-pity. If you continue to look down and be downtrodden, here he says, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. As the psalmist climbs toward and through these hills, it begins to affirm that the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth, is his sole source of help. We have to keep our eyes on Jesus. Keep our eyes on the cross. Don't look downtrodden. This is physically something that we can do. You can choose today to look at the glass half full or half empty. You can choose today to be pessimistic or optimistic. You can choose. It's our choice. Jewish tradition claims that God's people sang these pilgrim songs of ascent as they journeyed to the temple during the year when they had these festivals. Palm Sunday is another one, right? We talk about that. Psalms 129 really is announcing. These worshipers are announcing. They're proclaiming in their belief that God, the creator of everything, is going to keep them safe on this journey. It's going to keep harm from them. And please understand this, for you and I, it's just a general declaration for you and I that God is our guardian. He is our protector. And He will help us along our life's journey. How many feel like you are walking up a hill right now? How many of you feel like you've in the past have walked up hills? And it was tough. And it was hard. Are you looking and noticing God in His creation right now? I hear my heart in this because I'm not trying to be New Agey here at all. But are we taking time to look at the mountain? Are we taking the time to look at God's creation? Are you taking time? I know Miss Mary does from Facebook posts. She'll stop and take a picture of a bush. But it's a beautiful little bush or a flower or a cow or something. Are we taking time really noticing God in His creation? Whether it's a river, or the mountains, or Steinhatchee, right? Or the beach, or a lake, or a pond, or a flower, or a tree. On the way to church this morning, Lynn says, I just love trees. I was like, okay. She didn't even know what I was preaching. You know, she didn't know what the sermon was going to be about. We were driving here, and she was looking at all the trees. And then she says, I wonder if that's Frankie's field. I'm like, I don't know. That's Frankie. But she just notices these things. She loves the sky. She'll always say, I just love looking up in the sky. That's like one of the reasons we like to go on little cruises every once in a while. Because I'll get out there in the middle of the Caribbean, man. I'll sit on the side of the ship when there's nobody out there. And I'll just look at just massive amounts of just blue and aqua green water. And I get overwhelmed sometimes because it's just so beautiful, right? It's so beautiful, and you just think how great God is. I remember the time we went to visit the big trees in Northern California, Lynn's hometown area. The sequoia trees. I think I told you about them one time. They're as big as round as just all these benches. I think I'm kidding. I'm serious. Anybody seen them before in real life? They're huge. Are we taking time to smell the roses? The other Sunday, I picked up my mom. Sometimes he calls us the last minute. And I'm like, I got to turn around and go back and get her, you know? That's okay, though. It might not be many more days I can go get her. Isn't that right? You just never know. So I turn around, go back, get her. And we get in, we stop, we park in the handicap. She gets out, and I'm kind of in a hurry because I got to make sure all the little I's get dotted and T's get crossed with everything that goes on. And she's stopping out here smelling these knockout roses. Come here, Dallas, smell these roses. I'm like, oh, God, I don't have time. I'm going to stop and smell the roses. And when I said that, immediately it hit me. Shame on me, right? Shame on me for being so busy not to stop and smell the roses. Especially with my mom. Are we taking time to see God? See God in His creation. As the poet looks at the mountain, because this is beautiful poetry. So when the poet looks at the mountain, he says to himself as if he could see Yahweh. And that's what they're talking about here in this translation. When you see the Lord, all caps, that's where they're talking about Yahweh. Right? Sounds weird, but some of you know what I'm talking about. It's that you know, it's Yahweh is basically the word, which means God, creator of everything, the great I am. Yahweh basically means God is. He just is. He's the great I am. And so that's what the psalmist here is saying. That this is God. I can see God in this mountain, the great creator of heaven and earth. He can see Him like He's sitting on His throne. It's powerful. The Bible often refers to the heights of Jerusalem as the holy mountain and where God dwells. I mean, look, Psalms chapter 3. I mean, whatever it is. Psalms chapter 3, verse 4. Right? Here it says, I call out to the Lord, and He answers me from His holy mountain. Whether we face threats to our body or whether we face threats to our soul, the Bible says this, God is our refuge and our strength, always ready to help in the times of trouble. Guys, it's 24/7. Every day. All day, God has our back. He has us covered. The child of God that's born again, the believer in the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ can be assured that your help comes from the Lord. The Bible is full of incredible promises of help for those who love the Lord and are trusting in Him. I could go on and on about this. Psalms 23, the Lord is our shepherd, leading and guiding us through our troubled times and through our happy times. He's there. He's guiding us. In the New Testament, believers in Jesus can also say for sure that our help comes from the Lord, because Christ is our good shepherd who lays down His life for the sheep. Amen. The Lord helps us in countless ways. He forgives us of our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. God gives us a new life in Christ Jesus and sets us free from sin and death. That's why the Bible says, death, where is your sting? Ha! Take that. That's the way I look at it. That's my version. Right? Because when Jesus died on that cross, he didn't just say, it's finished, just to be saying, it is finished. When Jesus died on that cross, and he gave up his spirit, and when he said, it is finished, it is finished. He defeated death, hell, and the grave. We have victory in Jesus. It's not just a song in the hymn book. We have victory in Jesus. God grants us eternal life through His grace and our faith in His Son. The Lord is a faithful, listen to this, the Lord is a faithful friend and brother who calms our fears. He takes care of our needs and He supplies us with supernatural peace. It's the peace that surpasses all understanding. The world doesn't understand it. That's what the world is looking for. They are looking for peace of mind. They are going crazy. Aren't they? I can't even hardly watch the news anymore. Anybody want somebody to raise your hand? I just can't hardly watch it. I want to stay, up to date. I want to understand current affairs. As a pastor, I need to do that. But it's just a chore. And I don't even want to get into the detail stuff, but you guys understand. The world's going crazy. They're looking for peace of mind. God loves us perfectly and completely. And He said He would never leave us. All believers. Everybody say all. All believers of every generation can proclaim and stand on this promise. My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. No matter what trouble we face, no matter what you're going through right now, no matter what happens in this dark world, God is with us. Please don't forget that one. No matter what's happening, His light is shining within the darkness. And I'm telling you, once Jesus cracks those clouds and the rapture comes and the church gets taken out of here, all this light, and this world's really going to be full of darkness. And God help those who are left behind. If you're not saved and born again this morning, let's settle that this morning. Amen? God provides us everything we need for life. He provides us everything we need to live a victorious life. Whatever setbacks, whatever hardships, whatever evil that we may encounter, listen closely, our faithful God will transform these challenges. He will transform these challenges to contribute toward our good. The Bible supports that. I could quote four scriptures on that one. Some of you hear it right now in your mind, don't you? The scripture that reminds you of. Let's look at this one. Psalms 54:4 says, surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me. All of our days, He is our helper. God sustains us. Everybody with me? The truth is this right here. The truth is the Bible is flooded with anxious cries for help from human beings, from humans in need. The Bible is full of it. While on this grueling and difficult and hard uphill walk to Jerusalem, the psalmist said right here, where does my help come from? And then he tells them. Well, Job, I mean, you can read Job, right? Job wondered, suffering in his desolation and misery. This is what Job said. Does not one in a heap of ruins stretch out his hand and in his disaster cry? Cry for help. And then Job, a little while later, he acknowledged this. This is what he said. He said, I stand up in the assembly. I stand up in front of everyone. And I cry for help. If you're here this morning and you need help, you let us know. Don't your children go hungry. You let us know. Don't you get kicked out of your house. You let us know. Don't let your marriage dissolve. You let us know. Cry out. Let us know. Let me know privately. Everybody hear me? Don't let any major needs in your life go unchecked. You let us know. Amen? You let us know. Jonah, he prayed from the deep in the realm of the dead, I call for help, Jonah said. Jonah, from his underwater prison in the belly of this big old giant fish, Jonah said, where can I go for help? He was in a mess, wasn't he? Where can I go for help? Where does my help come from? These are universal appeals for help from the human heart. The human heart cries out inside, help! Help me! It does. This resounding answer, the resounding answer to this widespread plea, what's going on in the world, this plea. Here's the answer. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Psalms 121:2, we just read it. Perhaps better than any other passage in the Bible, Psalms 121 illuminates. It illuminates how God, the all-powerful creator of everything, the ever-present protector, listen closely, is the only real and trustworthy source for help for all of humankind. All humankind around the world on this planet we call Earth. It's a desperate cry. And what they're looking for is Jesus. And some are blind and they don't know, but they are looking for Jesus. This collective human call for help is really proof that we all need a Savior. We're all in desperate need of a Savior. I am and you are. Isaiah 59:2 says, we are all born lost in our sin. Ecclesiastes 3:11. Listen to this. I find this very interesting. Ecclesiastes 3:11. Yet, within the soul of every person, God has placed an awareness of lack. An awareness of lack, of needing something more. It's an internal and eternal longing. Us religious, us Baptist folks mainly, we call it a void only in our heart that God only can fill. I know that's Sunday school VBS talk, but that's so true. It's an empty void in every human's heart that only can be filled with the love of Jesus, the fellowship of Yahweh, God Almighty. Deep inside, we know we cannot save ourselves. We know. Psalm 44:26 says, our hearts cry out to God, rise up, come to our help. Redeem us for the sake of your steadfast love. I'm going to meddle a little bit. You okay? We'll just meddle a little bit. Because meddling. Sadly, the human tendency is to look for help in all the wrong places. I tell my clients over the years, they talk about meeting a woman, you know. Most of them have I call the Mickey Gilly syndrome. Some of y'all get that. Most of my young guys don't get it. Mickey Gilly, remember? Looking for love in all the wrong places. That's what they have. They have a Mickey Gilly syndrome. Are they looking for love in all the wrong places? It's a mistake that lost folk make. We try to solve our problems in our own strength or according to the wisdom of the world. When we're young, some people get in a bind, phone our parents in need of someone to bail us out legally or financially. We start getting a little older. We look to our friends for that intimate, close companionship. Or maybe we look for a spouse to satisfy that longing that's deep down in our soul that really only Jesus can fill. We seek success and self-esteem from our careers. We turn to drugs and alcohol to fill the emptiness inside. We attempt to find happiness or even just ways to cope with life. And we experiment with different things that the world has to offer. And as most of us know, all those solutions fall short. They fall short. Psalms 109:26 says, what we need most, and I'm getting ready to close, so y'all hang with me. I want you to hear this one right here. Really good. Psalms 109:26 says, what we need most is to cry out. It says, the scripture says, help me, Lord my God, help me. Save me according to your unfailing love. Like the prophet Isaiah, we can stand firm knowing where our help comes from. But more than that, whom it comes from. Amen. Isaiah 50:7 says this. And man, I studied this verse this week and it got all over me. So here we go. I hope it gets all over you, as Danny prayed. Isaiah 50:7. Here we go. Because the sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, everybody say therefore. Therefore, I have set my face like a stone, determined to do His will. And I know that I will not be put to shame. Amen. Psalms 121:5-6. We've already read it. The psalmist affirmed, the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. No matter And I'm closing now. No matter what we face, day or night, the Lord stands as a protective shield. See that. It's not just a metaphor. If we could see in the fourth dimension. There's a real thing if you see in the fourth dimension. If you could see in the what they call the spirit world, you'd be blown away by how many angels are standing around this church right now with flaming swords protecting the enemy from coming in here. The angels that have been assigned to you to do their best in our obedience to keep us safe and to protect us. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Psalms 46:1 says, through every trial and storm, God is our constant shelter and refuge. Psalms 121:7 says, our good, everybody say good, our good and loving Lord will protect us. So, it's good news for me and you too, but for every believer in Christ, if someone asks you, and they are also a believer, if they ask you, where does my help come from? How am I going to make it through this? How am I going to deal with this? You can say with assurance, my help comes from the Lord. You can offer them the assurance. Your help comes from the Lord. Amen. So my question today is, do you know Him? Do you know the Lord? I didn't ask you if you're religious or if you go to church, but do you know Jesus this morning? Have you accepted Him into your life? Accepted that He died on the cross for you and that God raised Him from the dead? The Bible says if you believe this, you're born again. It's the gospel. It's the good news. The death, burial, resurrection of Christ. Amen. Let's all stand. If you're a believer, I appreciate you prayed in this time. I'm going to give an opportunity for you to come down and give your life to Christ if you've never done that before. So I'm going to pray for you. And everybody keep their eyes closed and their head bowed and pray. So if you're here this morning, let's pray. Father God, I pray for everyone here, everyone within the sound of my voice. Lord, we all desperately need you. So if there's one here that's never been born again, I just pray right now they would just pray with me right there as they stand in their pew. So if that's you, you just pray this prayer with me. Just say this to yourself. God, the best way I know how, I repent of my sins. I turn from the wrong ways and I put my faith in you, Jesus. I believe that you died on the cross for me. You took my place. And I believe that you were raised from the dead. In Jesus' name, amen.